This is Tom Warren, inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, hoping that you will take a few minutes out of your busy day to be willing to think about God, to think about God, His Word, and His love for you. I've been speaking for the past several days about the love of God, about the qualities of the love of God. I'm afraid it's the case that many people think rather shallowly about the word, the love of God. They realize there is such a thing, but they do not really think about the basic qualities of it. And therefore, the love of God does not mean as much to them as it ought. Already in this series, I've studied with you the fact that the love of God is universal, in the point that God loves everybody, that the love of God is tenacious, that it will not be frightened away by the various situations of life, that it is protective and providential, that God will work with us in our problems of life, and that God's love is providing. It will give us what we need. Now, God describes this in the Bible under a number of different figures. He describes it under the figure of a shepherd, of a host, of a father, and so on. In the 23rd Psalm in the Old Testament, perhaps as well known a passage as there is in the Bible, the psalmist says, "The Lord is my shepherd." In other words, he's saying, whatever other men may depend upon, I am going to depend upon God. He is my shepherd. I am a sheep who will be looking to Him for love and protection. The Lord is my shepherd. And notice carefully, I shall not want. Simply because God is my shepherd, I shall not lack for what I really need. Now, that does not mean, of course, that I will have everything I want, not everything I can think of. You might like to live in a mansion and have 4 Cadillacs and this and that and the other. God does not promise you shall have all of those things, but He does promise you shall have what you need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Further, God describes His love in the sense of providing what we need under the figure of a host, a gracious host, who prepares a banquet for us. The psalmist says in Psalms 23, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over." Notice that God gives us what we need in the time of greatest need. "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies." Not just at any time, but when we need it most. I recall during World War II there was a saying, at least at the early part of the war, that we were getting there with too little, too late. But God never arrives with too little, too late. He gives us what we need. Then we find that God loves us and provides for us as a father. If you will take your Bible and turn to Matthew chapter 7, we'll begin reading with verse 7, one of the most marvelous passages in the Bible. "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you who, if his son shall ask him for a loaf, will give him a stone? Or if he shall ask for a fish, will give him a serpent? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father who is in heaven give good things to them that ask him?" Notice carefully the lesson. He is saying human fathers are weak. Every one of us who's a human father is weak. We all have been guilty of sin. We also are therefore guilty of evil. We all to some extent are evil. And yet when our children ask us for food, we do not give them rocks upon which to chew. We do not give them serpents to bite them, but rather we try to do our very best to supply their needs. Now, God would have us today to learn this lesson, to make the transfer from human fathers to the divine Father, from human fathers who are imperfect to the divine Father, our God, who is perfect. Can you not today, just as you would trust in your human father, trust in the God of heaven? I'm glad you've been with us today. I hope you'll be back tomorrow as we continue our study of the qualities of the love of God.